The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
Welcome, everybody, back to another MD Radio episode, coming back off the MLK Jr. holiday, Martin Luther King Jr. holiday last week. Hope everybody got some extra rest and relaxation and recovered fully from that Seattle Seahawks and the meltdown the Green Bay Packers had there, and everyone's getting ready for the Super Bowl this weekend. Well, of course, as your local weatherman, we know the East Coast is bracing for a huge winter storm coming their way with lots of flight delays, so Godspeed to everybody that's traveling out there. While in Southern California, it is a wet and rainy day. I started the day off at the beach out in Laguna, just enjoying lunch, and by the time I got home, the skies opened up, and it's now raining and miserable. This is where I start to pack on the pounds. But with that being said, a lot has been happening in our time away. I can't believe we are in the last weekend of January. This is it. January is going to be gone after this episode. Basically, we're going to blink. It'll be a Super Bowl on Sunday, and then we are into the month of February, which marks and indicates the return of the bodybuilding and fitness industry, which is going to kick off on February 6th, or I should say 7th and 8th, and right here in Los Angeles. And it has never rained on the LA Fit Expo. But I might have spoken a little bit too soon, because typically the LA Fit Expo takes place in mid-January, and now we're going into February. Southern California is in desperate need of rain. So while it is a blessing that we're getting water, it is a curse to the bodybuilding industry, but nothing by comparison to what the people on the East Coast are going through. Over the weekend, we did mourn the passing of another fitness guy that was up and coming. I had the pleasure of working with him last year over in England at the expo that they had out there. Greg Plitt, a fitness enthusiast, a Bravo star, has actually a show on Bravo, and they're going to air these episodes. Was trying to make a commercial of sorts for, I believe, an energy drink that he represents, and tried to outrun a train, and the train won, stumbled, and that was the end of that. And what a way to go. I mean, this was an adrenaline junkie. I mean, Greg lived for the moment. It wasn't his first time on the train tracks, apparently. This is a place where he practiced and worked out and spent some time, so he wasn't afraid. And yeah, as tragic, and, you know, I think he's 37 years old, as tragic as it is, you know, you got to find the silver lining in it all, and that the guy went out doing what he loved. You know, I mean, if you're a race car driver and you die in a race crash, you know, it comes with the risk. And when you are an adrenaline junkie trying to get that high, things happen. And I'm just, you know, I'm shocked and startled and amazed that it would happen to somebody who's so full of life. But at the same time, you know, if you swim with sharks for a living and you get eaten by a shark, it's not that much of a surprise. But Godspeed to Greg Plitt. And all those haters out there talking smack about, you know, the guy's crazy and stupid. I mean, it's a guy that was doing what he loved. And there's a lot of crazy, stupid things, like trying to be 400 pounds as a bodybuilder and not think there's going to be consequences later on. And you got these guys dying of heart attacks. So as crazy as the things that he was involved in, he loved what he did and he gave 110%. He is sorely going to be missed from the landscape of the bodybuilding health and fitness industry. Graced a few covers here at Men's Fitness RX and Ironman and other health and fitness magazines. Greg was a stud, and he will be remembered as such. That being said, again, we'll be kind of thawing out and coming out from the winter weather to the LA Fit Expo, and there's going to be a ton of people. Last week I told you we had gone down there, Jordan and I, Jordan Bleckman, to do the video preview, and we found out that MMA star Tito Ortiz, Jillian is going to be there, the fitness guru chick, Billy Blanks. You're going to have a lot of guys that are doing mixed martial arts, and of course the standard stalwarts like eight-time Mr. Olympia Ronnie Coleman, Jay Cutler, I believe Phil Heath is going to be in the house. So there's going to be a lot of personalities going on, tons of free giveaways. That's what's great about the LA Fit Expo is you go down there with an empty bag and you come out like it's Christmas. So make sure you check it out. You can go to thefitexpo.com. On there you can print out the $10 gift certificate, which then makes the price of admission for you $15, but you have to print it out. You can't even show it on your iPhone. You have to print it out. You'll save $10, get in for $15. The hours of operation Saturday and Sunday opens at 10 o'clock, and on Saturday it closes at 6:30. And on Sunday, opens at 10 and closes at 5, I believe it is. Kids under 12, I believe the price of admission is $10. So lots of going on there. Visit their website, thefitexpo.com. And following that expo, we're going to have some other things going on in our industry, which namely is the most biggest and important thing coming on the calendar, the return of the Arnold Classic. This is going to be the 27th year in Columbus, Ohio. The old Veteran Memorial Auditorium is no longer, so that is a thing of the past. That's where it started in 1989, with Rich Gaspari being the first ever winner. But for those of you in the know, way back in the day, Arnold Schwarzenegger won a world championship there. I believe they held a Mr. Olympia competition there. I had a lot of nostalgic memories in that building. I won the 1990-91 Arnold Classics in that building. And of course, we saw Flex Wheeler and Dexter Jackson win 8 titles between the two of them. At that very building, and now it's all going to start anew in 2015. I believe it's going to be housed in the convention center somewhere. I have no idea where, but they are making arrangements to make sure that it's good. And as far as the amateurs are concerned, I'll be emceeing the amateur portion of the Arnold Classic. Now, this is an event that has grown over the past 5-6 years, upwards of 500-plus competitors from around the world. One of the fastest growing segments of the Arnold Classic weekend, which in total brings in about 18,000 athletes, 150,000 plus, rain, snow, or shine, it doesn't matter. The people shut down the city of Columbus, Ohio. So if anyone has any ambitions of going and checking out their first ever Arnold Classic, you'll be in for a treat. You know, they've got anything from like fencing to kids gymnastics, a 5K marathon. Obviously, the whole gamut in terms of the bodybuilding, fitness, bikini, physique type stuff going on. But again, they're also going to have a Hall of Fame induction that weekend. We'll get to that later on. And of course, you can get your picture taken with Arnold. The Governator is there. And last year, I ran into Franco Colombo, who you rarely see, but Franco Colombo was there. And of course, the great Ed Corney. You can meet all the bodybuilding stars and fitness stars. But more importantly, it's a coming-out party of sorts, especially for the athletes. Now, a year ago, we watched Dennis Wolf win his first ever representing Germany. We know that Kai Greene's got 2 of those titles. Branch Warren's got 2 of those titles. Kevin Lavroni is a title holder of 2. Mike Francois's got 1. Flex Wheeler with 4. Dexter Jackson with 4. And Dexter Jackson, at 45 years young, will be back on that stage. And later on in the show, I'm going to bring on a contender for that title, who is also a former national champion, also won the New York Pro Championships, also won the Tampa Bay Championships, and this guy is a formidable competitor coming to try to upset the apple cart. Last time we had the show, we had Justin Compton. He's more of a rookie, never competed at the Arnold, but he's coming into his own. This contest is stacked and is going to be looking pretty good, at least on paper. But as I talk about upcoming contests, I just got back from Vancouver, Canada. I haven't been there since about 1998, I believe it was. And I was there for Powerhouse Gym FX. There's a brand new gym there that's opening, and I had the pleasure of running into a fellow IFBB pro athlete who has now turned into contest promoter. And for the first time in, I believe, many years or maybe ever, I got to get these details coming up, let's welcome our physique, IFBB physique pro champion on MD Radio for the first time, Michelle Crack. Michelle, welcome to MD Radio.
Thank you, Sean. I'm very excited to be here with you and showcase the event.
Well, Michelle, there's not a lot of women hardcore promoters in our industry, but you got to start somewhere. And there's one that I do know specifically in Pam Betts, who's like a stud. And, of course, Beth Francis, the world's strongest woman, and Sandy Rinaldi out here in California. You're coming into the fray, pro contest. I was there. I dropped by the venue. I had to see where this pro show was going to be. And I got to tell you, the venue is second to none. As a matter of fact, I've been all around the world, and this venue is probably right on top of the list with some of the upper competitions on the pro side to start with. First of all, that's a compliment to you.
Yes.
But tell these people what is coming to Vancouver on July the 25th, 26th, which is actually the same weekend as our NPC National Championships, or not National, but USA Championships in Las Vegas. However, this is across the border in Canada in the Great White Northwest. Talk to us.
Yeah. So we've got No Limit Muscle is presenting the Vancouver Pro-Am and Expo. And the venue that you saw is the Vancouver Convention Center, and it's downtown waterfront. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's actually right where the 2010 Winter Olympic Cauldron is. So it's a gorgeous venue. It's right underneath the massive sails. If anybody is familiar with Vancouver and have seen kind of those pictures of the sails, that's exactly where the venue is, right underneath that. So we're going to be showcasing the IFBB divisions. We've got men's open, men's 212. We've got figure, fitness, men's and women's physique, and bikini. And as I stated, it's a pro-am. So we did partner with the BC ABBA, which is our local federation here in the province, and we're having an amateur event as well, which has all the divisions.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got the 2 days going, lots happening. We also have the expo. We've got over 65,000 square feet in this venue. It's just massive. We're looking at about 140 exhibitors, tons of vendors, and actually I'm already 60% full. So
how does somebody become a vendor? What do they have to do?
So just contact me, exhibits@vancouverproshow.com. We've also got everything on our website. Basically, I'm trying to keep up with the updates on vancouverproshow.com online. So they can check out there. Everything is there as far as information, what we're looking at. We've also partnered with Fit Supplements, who is bringing up Randy Couture for us for the expo.
Yeah.
So he's going
nice.
To be there Saturday and Sunday for a meet and greet. I believe there's also a VIP pass going that you can contact Fit Supplements about. So they'll have direct access with him. As well, Muscle Insider has decided to come on board, and they are going to be hosting a model search. So that is going to take place within the expo. And,
awesome.
Then, as you said, we were up here in Vancouver just at the grand opening of the Powerhouse Gyms, and Will Dabish, so I got to talk with him, really nice fella. And he's going to come out and promote his fitness challenge that he runs. I believe he has one at the Arnold's.
Yeah, and the Europa Championships, and had one at the Olympia, not the Arnold yet, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So yeah, he's going to come up, and we've got an area set aside for him, and he's going. That's also going to be open, I believe, to anybody. So it's going to be a fitness and strength challenge competition that's going to run right within the expo as well.
Love it. So the venue is called what again? It was the Pan.
The Vancouver Convention Center.
Vancouver Convention. Now this is where they bring in the cruise ships when they want to take those cruises out to Alaska.
Exactly.
Right there in the harbor, right?
Yes, exactly. Right direct waterfront.
Surrounded by restaurants. It's right downtown there, or not too far from downtown, I should say. But
it is downtown,
And with that being said, you got a couple of contests you're trying to knock out before you get there, right?
Yeah, that's in the plan.
Yep. So you're trying to diet and compete, and you're going to let us know what those shows are going to look like. I mean, you're biting off a whole lot. But this is the Mr. Olympia Weekend qualifier. So this is one of those shows that the athletes can go there and win and go on to the Olympia.
Absolutely, yes. It is an Olympia qualifier for all the IFBB professionals, yes.
And I guess the best aspect of this weekend is that I'm going to be there rocking the mic as the show MC.
So, you let the cat out of the bag too early. I was going to announce it.
Huh?
So I was going to announce it. You let the cat out of the bag way too early.
Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
So we've got Mr. Sean Ray, who's going to be rocking the mic for us all weekend long, being our MC on stage.
Awesome. Well, most importantly, Michelle, you're going to be down in California the weekend of the LA Fit Expo. So anybody looking that sees me interested in this show, Michelle's going to be kind of mingling around. She'll have her cards and all the information, looking for sponsors and vendors that may want to participate in Canada. It's a wide-open market, and they've been longing for something like this for a very long time. So thank you for putting this thing together.
You bet. It's been 40 years, I believe. The last show was 40 years ago, and it was just men's open bodybuilding that's been up here. So not only are we showcasing pretty much all the divisions, but we're also having the expo part of it as well. So it's going to be a massive event. We've got you coming up. We've also got, I forgot to mention, top Canadian country artists Aaron and Jordan Prochette are actually going to come and perform live for us at the evening performance show.
You're going to put our shit kickers on and our cowboy hats.
Absolutely. That's what we do up here.
All right, one last time. What's the web address?
VancouverProShow.com.
Awesome, Michelle. So we'll check back with you as that show gets closer to get more details of what's going on. But thank you for what you're doing for the sport out there in Canada, and good luck in the competition this season.
Excellent. Thank you so much, and I hope to see MD up there covering it for us.
We'll be there covering it, no question, if I'm there. All right,
thanks,
Michelle Crack, IFBB Pro. She's putting on the Vancouver Pro Championships July the 5th and 26th. We're going to take our first commercial break right here at MD Radio. We're going to come back and bring you guys up to speed with what's coming up next right here at MD Radio.
This is Marcus Haley of The Common, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sugar Sean Ray.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
With over 300 locations and 2 million members worldwide, Powerhouse Gym has been helping people achieve their goals since 1975. Whether you're visiting the gym for the first time or you're a seasoned professional, you'll see why Powerhouse Gym is the strongest name in fitness. Visit PowerhouseGym.com to get a free guest pass to a location closest to you or to inquire about opening your own Powerhouse Gym location. At Powerhouse Gym, you're not just a number, you're family.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
But one of the guys that gets a lot of credit is Steve Blackman from Muscular Development. I mean, those guys have done an extraordinary job for years and years and years to promote health, to promote fitness, to promote strength, to promote bodybuilding, powerlifting, weightlifting, and all of those kind of things. So the contributions they made is gigantic, and I hail them for that.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys. All right, we are winding down the month of January 2015 and how fast it has gone. But with that, make sure you pick up the latest issue of Muscular Development magazine. Justin Compton, who will be making his breakout appearance at this Arnold Classic coming up on March the 7th and 8th in Columbus, Ohio, is on the cover, and he's obviously one of the favorites. He won the Europa Pro Championships back in April of last year out in Orlando, and of course we have Arnold Schwarzenegger himself. There's an exclusive interview in there by Dan Solomon,
just pure class, talking about the love of bodybuilding and what the Arnold Classic weekend means. And again, this is a gathering place for the who's who. While the Mr. Olympia is arguably the most prestigious show on the landscape of professional bodybuilding, the Arnold Classic has got to be the crown jewel as far as a place to beat, to be, a title to have, to be seen and heard, and to make statements. I mean, again, 18,000 athletes, 150,000 competitors. Now we are in Madrid, which is the Arnold Europe, Brazil, Arnold South America, Australia for the first time, March 13th and 14th in Melbourne, Australia. Tony Doherty putting that show on out there 1 week after the upcoming Arnold Classic. Well, there's also already confirmed the Arnold Classic will be held in 2016 in South Africa. And after that, you know, Arnold's already made mention that he's looking at China and Russia. So when you start talking about ambition, these are some very big countries, and Arnold's got some very big dreams, and he said it right here on MD Radio not three short years ago that that was his plan, and all of that stuff is starting to come to fruition. But you can capture the essence of what he's trying to do right in the pages of Muscular Development. Also, Evan Sinopani is featured in there talking about, you know, the things that he's got to do to win that title. He's won the Flex Pro Championships and the New York Pro Championships. He's already been fourth at the Arnold Classic, got his feet wet at the Mr. Olympia. So 2015 is a huge milestone for a guy like Evan. And then there's other people, like, where is Cedric McMillan? You know, what will Dexter the Blade Jackson look like coming into this show? You know, the big guys like Dennis Wolf and Phil Heath and Kai Greene are sitting on the sidelines. So this show is wide open, has a lot of implications in terms of momentum heading into the 51st anniversary of the Joe Weider Mr. Olympia this September out in Las Vegas. But within the pages of the magazines, there's also a huge emphasis on the guys that are in the Tell It As It Is columns. You got Dorian Yates, who's won six Olympias, Kevin Levroni, a four-time first Olympia runner-up, and myself. And we're all in there sharing our experiences with the impact and the relevance of anabolic enhancement drugs, which are called PEDs, performance-enhancing drugs. And we're pretty candid. We don't pull any, you know, punches when we're talking about the real dope on bodybuilding, and it's part two. So if you missed part one, go back in the issue. But right now, part two is out. We've got a lot of great positive feedback from that, and kind of eye-opening in terms of how we viewed anabolics in the sport of bodybuilding when we competed and where we are today and what importance or factor they do play in the athlete's overall look. So it'd be interesting. But I do have a guest that's calling in that I didn't know if he was going to be able to make the show because he's all the way over, I believe, on tour in Mumbai, India. Let's bring on bodybuilding.com's Caged Muscle, Chris Gethin. Chris, are you with us?
I am with you, Sean. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear, man. Let us know where you're at. You out there in India?
Yeah, just got here a couple of days ago. We're here on a Body Power India tour, you know, the Body Power event that you've been to in the UK a couple of times there, Sean. You know, we right. launched it here in India last year, so we're just here promoting that event for about a week, and then I've got a book launch here in Mumbai and in Delhi next week.
Right. Well, it's 4:30. It's almost 4:30 here in California. What time is it there right now?
We're about 5 o'clock in the morning here.
Oh, you're dedicated. Thanks for staying up and calling in, man. You're doing a lot of stuff. You're wearing a lot of hats. You're being very supportive of Muscular Development. Bring everybody up to speed with what's happening with you because you've been around the block, a photographer, writer. You know, you're doing all these things with the promotions, with the Body Power stuff. What's happening in your world?
where do I start? Yeah, I do a few things just to keep myself out of trouble, and I don't really excel at any one thing, so I try to put my finger in a few hats there. Lately, you know, I shot a video series over here in India several months ago called the Muscle Building Video Trainer, which is now live on bodybuilding.com.
Yep.
That was shot every single day over a three-month period where the visitor got to follow me putting on a lot of size over a 12-week period because I'd stopped training for 4 months to, you know, participate in a triathlon after I tore my hamstring and pec snowboarding over in Kashmir in the early part of the year. So that was part of my rehab. And then I went back to the UK and we shot a video series over there, which was over a four-week period that'll be coming out in April, where I shredded it up. And I've been basically working over the last 3 years predominantly on my cage muscle supplement line, which I just launched about 3 weeks ago on bodybuilding.com as well, which you'll see advertised on the MD website there.
Right. So being over in India, the scene, the landscape, the athletes, how different is it there than it is here? What are you up against when you're training these guys?
It's a lack of education more than anything. You know, they're extremely motivated, so that's why we find it easier to virally infect them with the health education more than anything. Whereas, you know, in the U.S., in the U.K., Australia, whatever, you know, people are a lot more educated, but they're not as motivated. So we find it a pleasure to actually help these people along the way in regards to the educational. You know, when it comes to supplements, for instance, you wouldn't believe when we're doing our tours here how many times when we're doing interviews, for instance, supplements and steroids would be in the same sentence. Mm-hmm. You know, people will stay away from vitamins and protein powders thinking, you know, that they're going to have side effects, and that's what we're trying to educate a lot of people on. But in regards to the top end tier of bodybuilding, there are some fantastic physiques here. You know, people really know how to get in shape and, you know, to be on a high level to compete. But they're not really given the support to really take it to that next level. You know, for you to get a pro card here is pretty darn hard.
Yeah. Right. And how is the weather when you're working with these guys over there? Is it hot? I was only there one time, but I was there for like 48 hours. How is the climate?
It's over here at the moment, you know, it's winter time. It's okay. It's bearable. I find it, you know, okay anywhere. You just have to drink more fluid. But yeah, it isn't that humid. Normally, you're going to deal with a lot of humidity here, and a lot of the gyms don't have any air conditioning, but, you know, it just makes you feel like you're working out harder, you know?
Yeah, well, you're training. I mean, you're very popular as a trainer. A lot of people are, you know, enlisting your services, and we know the whole Bollywood movement's going on over there. How are people getting a hold of you? Are you finding that you're doing some online training now as part of what you do, or how are you getting to all your audience?
Well, personally, I don't train anyone anymore, Sean, uh-huh, because I'm just so busy, especially now with the supplement launch. That's just taking up all of my time. And so, you know, I was training some Bollywood stars here, but now we started a company called Physique Elite, where we actually certify and educate trainers. You know, they have to be educated in the first place, but then we just further their education with modules such as, you know, different training principles, whether it be Jim Stepani's principles, whether it be my principles, Neil Hill's, or whatever. And then we allocate trainers specifically to these Bollywood stars. So, you know, we've been on the front pages of the national newspapers here on TV. So celebs pretty much know how to get in contact with us now. And that'll be, you know, through my website, through the Physique Elite website, and, you know, contact us. And hey, presto, we then allocate a trainer from the UK from the US that we've educated.
Right.
And we allocate them specifically to that client.
So with the book, how's the book doing? I know you did that one book with bodybuilding.com, correct?
Yeah, I did one called Body by Design, and then later, is The Guide to Your Best Body. Right. I did with bodybuilding.com. But what I found here, being in India, there are a lot of barriers where, you know, they're foodies here, dude.
Yeah.
They love their Indian food. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to do a book specifically based on religion or region of the country, because they eat different foods in different areas, and based on religion as well.
Right.
So I covered all those aspects. I wanted to cover testimonials and transformations of Indians. And, you know, I wanted to put in a little bit things that I'd learned from being in India over the past few years on and off, you know, where they take on a lot more meditative approach to really lower their cortisol levels to allow them to enhance a better transformation of burning body fat and building muscle and taking on an AKA role within themselves. You know, I have this AKA where, you know, me, Chris Gethin from Wales, a simple country lad, could not do some of the things that I do when I go into the gym, or, you know, ward off cravings and say no to, you know, society's, you know, temptations, mm-hmm. where I try to educate these people to take on an AKA role. There's a lot of things within this book specifically for the Indian audience, but that would capture the international audience, and that's called Bollywood Bodies by Design, and that is launched on the 3rd here, I believe, in Mumbai, and the 4th in Delhi that I've got to be there for.
Yeah, it's great to hear that you're staying so active and busy and educating globally. You know, India's got a huge market, and to take the knowledge and wisdom over there is a great thing. Following that, of course, you'll be at the Arnold Classic in Columbus?
Yeah, I should be there. I'm actually going for my green card interview here in London. So, you know, I've got my visa there. As you know, I've spent a lot of time in the U.S., lived over in L.A. there with you, Sean, and then a few years up in Boise. But I wanted to take it to that next step and get my green card there. But, yeah, you should be seeing me there and at the Arnold in Australia. Yep. And then FIBO and Body Power, we normally hook up there, Sean, so I'll probably see you there again.
Yeah, we've got a lot of traveling to do. So you got the FIBO coming up in Cologne, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. Then the Body Power is going to be going down. I believe that's going to be the 15th and 16th of May, correct?
Yeah, it's normally it's normally just a couple of weeks after, yeah.
Right on, man. Well, we'll catch you out in cold, probably snowy Columbus, Ohio in about a month or so. But be safe down there in India, and thank you for staying up late and calling in. How can people get a hold of you, Chris?
You can go onto my website. The main website that I'm working through now is Caged Muscle, www.cagedmuscle.com. And, you know, I've got the line out there. I've got a second phase that you'll notice on MD soon, or, you know, through my socials on Facebook.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in, and we appreciate all you're doing for the sport of bodybuilding, health, and fitness.
Okay, and you too, Sean. Thank you very much for having me on.
Right on. One of the bigger personalities in the sport of bodybuilding, making a name for himself, Chris Gethin, calling in from Mumbai. We're going to take a commercial break and come back with one of the fastest rising stars in the sport of professional bodybuilding, Evan Sinapani, after this commercial break.
This is Lonnie Tieper from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from Muscle Mads, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought-after muscle-building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMadsRx.com.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
The nitric oxide war is over. MHP introduces NO-Bomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Did you experience real workouts and pumps with NO-Bomb?
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good. Welcome to the world of mitotropin.
Run! Oh my God! Business as usual, man! Who are you? I still you! It's not you! Run!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys phoning.
All right, we just got done wrapping it up with one of the luminaries in the sport of bodybuilding, revolutionary guy that's moved throughout this industry very successfully, I might add, using bodybuilding.com as one of the major vehicles to be able to spread his gospel of good nutrition and hardcore training. But a guy that knows a thing or two about good nutrition and hardcore training is on the other end from the East Coast. Let's find out if he's being snowed in. Evan Sinopani, welcome back to MD Radio.
What's going on, Sean? How are you?
The Big E up in Connecticut, man. When I look at the map, it looks like you guys are about to get blown off the map with the snow. What's happening up there?
It's already coming down. It's kind of been snowing lightly all day, but it's progressively getting heavier. It was an absolute mess. I was training down today in Brooklyn, and, dude, it took me about 3.5 hours to get home because the roads were just a mess. But
yeah, I can't relate, bro. I mean, when it rains here, everyone just doesn't go anywhere.
Oh, jeez.
You're up there in snow. It's crazy. How long is it supposed to be lasting for up there, by the way?
We're supposed to get like a foot tonight, like another foot tomorrow. I mean, they're talking like multiple feet.
Yeah.
Crazy. So I got the shovel ready. That way I don't have to do cardio tomorrow. I could just do some shoveling.
Well, help me out because I've never lived in a cold weather state, so I don't know what it's like. I'm in Southern California. Yeah. How do you like dig out, layer up, and go into a gym and do what you have to do, knowing that you have a contest coming up? How does it change your day when you're dealing with the elements?
Well, I think that the cold, personally, is actually great for fat burning. I always noticed that the preparations, when I was getting ready and during the winter time, you know, and the Arnold's a perfect example because you're dieting right through the peak of winter. I always found myself getting lean so much easier because it seems like my body just cranks through calories, literally just trying to stay warm.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
In the cold, I think, could be a great, great fat burner. But it never has bothered me. You know, I've got a vehicle with four-wheel drive, so, hey, man, when it snows, get the shovel, dig yourself out, and get your ass to the gym. If that's going to stop you, then you got bigger problems.
Yeah, that's true. You got to be like freaking Rocky when you went back over to Russia to train in the snow. It makes it that much more rewarding. So how many weeks do you have before you got to get on stage again?
We're inside of 6 weeks right now.
Okay, so we're at least on the halfway mark. I typically look at like 12 to 14 weeks out, but you're like at the middle point of your preparation, so to speak. What will happen noticeably different than what you've already been doing in the next few weeks? Let's get to the last 4 weeks before the contest. We are now at, for example, I don't know, February the 5th. What do you got to do to dial things in the last 4 weeks that you don't typically even worry about when you're in the off season?
I think the key this time around, and what's going to be the key, as you mentioned, in the upcoming weeks, is to hang on to more size. I'm significantly bigger this time around, at least 10 pounds bigger currently than I would be at a comparable time in past preparations. And it's made a tremendous difference. What's funny is that I've stayed heavier, but it almost seems as if I've been able to get in shape easier. I don't know if it's because there's more muscle, so you kind of get in shape a little easier. The training has been very, very, very intense. And that seems to have just such a positive effect on, you know, getting in shape with, you know, not having to go overboard with cardio and still being able to keep the food very high because it's being properly utilized.
Right.
So over the next several weeks, I think the key is to continue to train as heavy and as hard as possible and to eat accordingly. And one of the things that I've done this time around, you know, under Oscar's suggestion, is to literally try to hold a body weight. And I've never done that before. Like, okay, we've been holding about 280 now for, geez, it seems like forever. But the changes that have taken place in my body at that same weight have been really tremendous.
Right.
So it's like, all right, you know, just really, let's just try to only lose a few more pounds between now and the end, because you're just literally, you're getting harder every week. And I'm seeing detail that I don't normally even see this far out, which is very surprising because of the added weight.
Well, how much credit do you give your trainer? I mean, you haven't worked with Oscar before, have you?
I have one time before, and that was getting ready for the New York Pro in 2009, and that was a really extraordinary outcome. I give him a lot of credit because I think nowadays training is really underrated, and people don't give a lot proper credit to the value of intense, hard training, because it's really the training that makes everything else work that much better, whether it's the food, the supplements. It really begins with the training. So, yeah, how much credit do I give him? I give him a lot of credit because he's, working under his guidance and literally seeing him 3 days a week in person for the three most important days for chest, back, and legs. He's pushing me beyond, and I'm not too arrogant, or too proud to say it, beyond what I would be able to do by myself.
Yeah, and that being said, you're in Connecticut, he's in New York. How does it work? You come into the city?
What we do is, from the beginning, he really said, okay, I want this to be a team effort, really 50-50. In 2009, I was making the majority of the trips there until towards the end, where he said, you're really spent. I'll start coming to you a little bit. From the beginning this time, he said, let's split it 50-50. You come to me two times in a row, I'll come to you two times in a row. And that's the way it's been. And I give him, I'm so thankful to him because, that is a huge commitment on his part. Because I can tell you, I left my house this morning at 9:30 a.m. to be in Brooklyn, ready to train at noon. And, I just got home half an hour ago. So it literally will consume an entire day.
Yeah, well, it's your job, man. Listen, it's not a big deal if you know what the reward potentially can be in the
No, not for me. I just for him, I give him a ton of credit to be able to devote that much time to me. So for him, to him, I'm incredibly grateful.
Yeah, and I can tell you that when he's in, he's all in, and everybody gives Oscar props with that because you're never going to find a bigger fan or historian. But when he's training his athlete, he becomes that athlete. It's all consuming for him. And that's a guy you want to have in your corner. We know that he's had a lot of success with a lot of other athletes, and you were already successful prior, and you will be down the road. It's sometimes, you're right, sometimes you don't need to always have someone, but every once in a while we got to kind of get back to that second eye or that extra push. We're always trying to kind of reinvent ourselves. You won the New York Pro, you won the Flex Pro, you won the Tampa Pro, and you've already got your feet wet in the Olympia, and this is not your first time at the Arnold. Of course, we know you were over in Australia. You're a seasoned veteran now. It seems like yesterday I was interviewing you after you won the Nationals. Bro, how old are you today?
32.
Okay, and what do you have a plan? Did you and Oscar have a plan for how much you're going to weigh when you hit the stage?
He has thought from, when we were 12, 14 weeks out, and he still maintains the same thought and claim that there should be no reason I should be a pound under 270.
Now, is that important to you? Is that body weight important to you, or is it something that he's just trying to monitor and you're just going to, to maintain?
Generally, I'm not the type of guy to get caught up in arbitrary numbers, whether it's how much do you bench or what's your body fat percentage. But I will say that historically I've had a bad habit of coming into shows, conditioning is good, you're lean, you're hard, blah, 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 blah. And then, a week or two after the show, so, oh, my God, you're just as hard and tight, but you look so much more 3D, and this is what, this is how you need to look on stage. And I've been told this time and time again, and I'm probably my own worst enemy, but how important is the number 270? It's actually not important, but just within the context of how things have gone, it just emphasizes the importance of bringing that size to the stage, because I do believe that at a stage weight of 258, of 260, I don't believe that I look like the true me.
Right. Well, we're going to find it's been a minute, so you're going to be up there in short order. The boards were lit up not too long ago. People were talking about what's going on with Evan and muscular development. Did you guys get all that sorted out, or are you still working on that?
It still hasn't been completely sorted out, but it is it's currently up in the air.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, I got to say on the record, most guys and I've done this my entire life. I'm literally 21 years old. I'm north of 40. When you sign a one-year contract or you have a one-year agreement, it doesn't ensure that just because you had a great year that it's going to be rolled over. Right. It's a business negotiation, just like supplements. This is not the first supplement company you were with. You've been with others. There is a time limit on certain things, and just because you're popular or because you're doing well, there's no guarantee. And there's that business conversation part that has to take place. A lot of other people get mixed up in it, and they make it a little bit more sinister. But this is a business, right? I mean, it is a business. If Sports Illustrated call you tomorrow and started offering you a contract, you would have to maybe say, hey, listen, I got to talk to the guys I'm with, and we'll have to figure something out. How much of the business aspect is it different for you as a professional? Is it different from your perception when all you were doing was trying to win the Nationals? I mean, I remember when I was trying to win the Nationals, I wasn't thinking about the business. I just want to be the national champion. The business came later. Now you are in the business. How much harder now is it to balance things and being a father and a husband and all that?
It's certainly become a larger part of the picture, and I would say going back to 2007, winning the Nationals, it seemed at that time it was just I didn't think much about the business side. Everything just seemed to just go along smoothly. But I will say though, I think, you know, we're talking almost 10 years ago, and bodybuilding, I think, as an industry and as a business, is in a little bit of a different place now than it was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of it as well. You know, with the advent of social media and the prevalence of it and, you know, the shift and the fact that maybe magazines aren't selling in as great a volume as maybe they once were. And just, there's just so many things happening. I think that the industry itself is changing. I think that's a large part of it.
Yeah, I mean, and we change with it, don't we? I mean, listen, I mean, people used to wait around for the magazines to come, and then eventually you can get this stuff online. It's kind of instantaneous. But this, in my opinion, is still nothing better than wait that you get that magazine in the mail and you open it up and you thumb through those pages and you read the articles and you can refer back to it. Something about a magazine, it separates itself from being digital.
I agree. I mean, you know, if someone said, here, you could purchase an ebook, or we can send you a nice hardcover edition in the mail, I don't know. I mean, call me old-fashioned, but to have something physical in my hands, it feels a lot more substantial. It's very, there's something to be said for that. So, yeah, I agree. I mean, I think there's something about a magazine that's very official. It's very substantial. And we know one of the greatest things I think about the magazines that I really dislike about social media is that, you know, magazines, they carried with them a certain amount of professionalism. You know, you utilized professional photographers, and it was laid out properly. And, you know, if you contrast it with the, quote, marketing and advertising that's being done on social media, where a large portion is just consisting of selfies, and, you know, it looks so poor by comparison. You know, there was something much more official about print advertising and the way that things were done in the past. As with most things, you know, there was a lot more class and beauty to a lot of things. And over time, you look for a way to cut costs and to streamline things. And that's just, unfortunately, the way that a lot of things go, I guess.
Yeah, well, and as far as a lot of things go, there's got to be that place. You're 32 years old. There's got to be that place where now you're looking at how much am I going to do, how much am I going to devote, how much am I going to give of myself to this. So as we round down this show, do you have a five-year plan in terms of what you want to, A, accomplish, and, B, move on to?
Yes. You know, I love bodybuilding. I do feel that I have a good deal left to accomplish in the sport. Beyond that, I think I would be crazy to just say, okay, I'm going to spend the rest of my 30s trying to become, you know, just the greatest bodybuilder on the planet. I do believe that I have other things that I could, other things to offer. So, I mean, I guess as a part of a tentative five-year plan, the idea is to go as far as I can competitively while at the same time working to develop my brand and ultimately deliver myself to my fans and to not necessarily depend on any type of media outlet, but to essentially become my own outlet to my fans who I really enjoy interacting with and, you know, to deliver to them the type of, you know, whatever type of content I believe they may find interesting. And, I guess to become a larger brand.
Yeah, well, you know what? Speaking of larger, you're going to be up there against some of the best-built men in the world at that Arnold Classic. You're no stranger to that stage. Give me a prediction. What are you expecting? I know when I was competing, I'd bring everybody I knew and told everybody I was going to win the show. It never happened at the Olympia, but what are you expecting realistically going into this show to happen, knowing the guys that you're going to be standing next to?
I can tell you with absolute conviction that I 100% expect to win this contest.
Don't say anything else. That's a perfect soundbite, because there's no other reason to show up in Columbus, Ohio, if you don't have that mentality, Evan. So we're going to be looking for big things from you. Let us know how this deal goes with Muscular Development. We both know Steve's a fair guy. He's firm, and I'm sure you guys will get things sorted out to the benefit of each other. We're going to look for you in Columbus, Ohio.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
All right, man. Stay dry out there. Evan Sinopani in Connecticut getting snowed in. But he will be coming up for a breath of fresh air when he steps on that stage in Columbus, Ohio. And I got to tell you, from being there, there's nothing better than when you arrive in Columbus, Ohio. They've got people meeting you there at the airport. You walk in the room, they've got your little sweatsuit. Arnold goes all out for the athletes that he chooses, that he wants in his show, and Evan Sinopani is going to get that star treatment, and hopefully he'll walk away with that very elusive Arnold Classic trophy. I believe there's only like 13 winners in the history of this 27-year run that actually have that trophy, which is modeled after Arnold Schwarzenegger. It certainly would look good in Evan's trophy case, and knowing that he's able to beat an A-list lineup, because that lineup is not going to be chicken scratch. These guys are all legit contenders. There's probably about four or five guys on paper that could actually win. It's dressed up with some pretty good B and C bodybuilders that have earned the right to be chosen. Now, listen, Arnold will pick guys that are good. He doesn't necessarily always pick winners to compete in his show, which is the beauty of it. Some guys will never have an opportunity to stand on stage and be compared with Evan if it weren't for somebody like Arnold and Jim Lorimer and Bob Lorimer picking them to come and compete in their show. Arnold realizes the value of entertainment. He's one of the few promoters that, you know, had the $10,000 most entertaining posing award. And he also chooses people from around the world. You know, some athletes come from very small places, but they represent an entire country. So he creates these opportunities for athletes where he may not put you in a position to win, but you certainly do get an opportunity to be on the big stage in the big show and get a taste of that. And once you get a taste of an Arnold Classic competition, it changes you because of the comparison of the level of promotion. Just the sheer volume of people that weekend can be overwhelming. I always wanted to be a professional football player and run out onto the field with 60,000 people screaming my name. I never got that opportunity. But when you go to an Arnold Classic, I imagine it feels very similar. Most of the people that are there because of the anchor, which is the pro bodybuilding show. So those guys are the stars of the weekend, even though they're surrounded by amazing, talented personalities there. Jason Statham, Randy Couture, Sylvester Stallone. You have a lot of different personalities roaming around, a lot of NFL players, and yet the bodybuilders are the ones that people come there to see. So it's going to be an interesting test for Evan, and hopefully he can get that trophy. And if not, you know, the guy that does win is probably going to be very deserving. Very few controversies when it comes to the winner of the Arnold Classic, unlike the Mr. Olympia, that several of those titles can be argued based on who should or should not have won. But the Arnold Classic, it's usually pretty unanimous. So don't miss that. That's going to be coming. Put it down on your calendar and look for Evan Sinopani and the rest of the crew. As it relates to women's bodybuilding, there will be no women's bodybuilding at the Arnold Classic, and that leaves someone like an Iris Kyle and company at home and on the sidelines wondering what's going to become of women's bodybuilding. Who's going to resurrect that sport? We don't know yet. We're going to look for a breakout story of somebody that tells us, is women's bodybuilding dead for good or not? But we do know that it will not be there, so do not show up in Columbus, Ohio, looking for women's bodybuilding. However, we will have the A-team of Muscular Development on the ground in Columbus, Ohio. to cover it, and we'll bring all of that information right here at MD Radio following the show and some preview stuff. But more importantly, visit the website, www.musculardevelopment.com, and follow us in our play-by-play threads where we have live, well, I shouldn't say live, but they're archived photographs, up close and personal interviews, but we do have the live play-by-play, and that's going to be your best bet for following along at the 27th anniversary of the the Arnold Classic on our website. We're the only ones doing it. There is no competition. We are numero uno with a bullet, and for a very good reason. That is because Steve Blackman has assembled the best team to bring you the best coverage. So make sure you tune in next week where we're going to have another athlete getting ready for the Arnold Classic. We'll bring him on. It'll be a surprise guest. We'll check you guys out in 7 days. Super Bowl weekend. Everybody be safe and be sane. And also, I don't have a horse in this race, but I'm going to call it. I'm going with New England. I can't believe I just said that. But all you people on the East Coast, stay warm and be safe. From MuscularDevelopment.com, I'm Sugar Sean Ray. Peace. We're out.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.